Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, y'all. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. You are listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What you got cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend. If you're hearing our voices, that means a great radio station in your market has good sense, and they pick up our show.
Or might have had a lack of programming. You okay. Never know.
Or that.
Yeah.
We are the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can check us out on the interweb, thegrillinguys.com. If you look at our site, you'll notice that on the right-hand side, there's two opportunities to pick up our broadcast at the top and bottom on the right side. Then a long list of icons, logos on the right that'll show all of our sponsors. Click on those. You'll get their current deals, like on grills or on, thermopens, olive oil, whatever it is you like. Those people will put you in touch with some great products. You can head us on the Facebook page / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's GrillingGuy_Bob.
So if you don't want to listen to us and you want to just communicate with us, you now know how to do that.
That's right.
Excellent.
Podcasting is huge, and ours is free, as many are, but it's a great way to pick up the show. We'll send it right to your phone or your iPad or, somebody you hate.
Listen to Bob at your convenience. That's what it's all about, man.
Wow, you should pay for that.
Right.
You've been paying for 10 years.
I got the T-shirts all made up. But Barbecue Bob was just talking before the show here about what I grilled this week. Had a pretty traditional week. Going to be doing some corned beef and cabbage for the holiday that's coming up here, but I haven't done it yet. So this last week, it was simply steaks on the grill. We've got Lisa's son is joined us for a week. He's between teams, and he's a pro hockey player, mm-hmm. and he's moving from one team to the other. And he's a very lean eating machine. He doesn't eat anything that's terribly bad for you, but he eats a lot of it. And so it's kind of cool to be able to cook for somebody like that. But he was the guy that I had a small failure on the grill this week with, is that first time I'd cooked for him, I said, hey, how do you like your steak? He goes, rare. So I'm thinking to myself, usually don't cook rare steaks for anybody, but so I had ribeyes. I put mine and Lisa's on, got them done on one side, and then put his on. When I flipped over ours, I put his on and cooked it for about 3-4 minutes on each side. I'm looking at it. I'm touching it. It's still pretty giving, right? So I'm thinking, well, that's got to be rare. It was colored on the outside, but still it had to be really – I don't ever cut them. You know that, right? So I put it on his plate at dinner, and it was too rare for him, which I didn't use –
I don't
use
think there
it,
is such a thing.
Well, I didn't use a thermometer, but it was still kind of that purpley red on the inside. I thought that's what he liked, but I didn't know what rare was because I don't really cook them that way. I wasn't using a thermopen. That was the thing. So I had no idea what the internal temperature was. They were on the counter for only about 20 minutes before I cooked them. Anyway, put it back on after he took a couple bites, brought it back to him thinking I was doing a bet. Nope, still too rare. So I'm thinking that maybe
he wants medium rare.
Maybe he did, right. But my point was I made a couple trips back out to the grill thinking that I knew what I was doing, and maybe I didn't.
Here's your fail.
What's that?
You should let him do that.
Right.
Take your steak out to the grill and go wait on yourself.
Right. Well, he's a guest at this point.
No. No, but it's his mom's house.
Right. Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Get your ass out there.
Right.
Take care of your own steak.
So the other
joppy,
thing.
Joppy. Don't coddle.
Right. Yeah, right.
This is a new relationship.
He is 26 years
it's
old.
It's a new right. relationship yeah. for you. Train this kid right. He's right. a man for right. crying out loud.
Yeah. So with that, to focus a little bit on that healthy stuff, I took Brussels sprouts, cut them in half, And I took my cast iron, this charcoal grill, I took my cast iron skillet out to the grill, set it on one side, let it get hot, cut those Brussels sprouts in half, poured in some Old World Olive Company garlic EVO, let that come to a crackling a little bit, and then threw those Brussels sprouts in there, and then finished them with the maple balsamic that she has at Old World Olive Company. When Shasta was here a few weeks ago, she talked about that. Unbelievable, because it caramelized a little bit at the end. It gets thicker.
No bacon.
I didn't. I just did the straight-up Brussels sprouts. I don't think he wanted the fat in the bacon, frankly. I mean, you know, professional athlete, he's trying to be really fit. He has to be. His stamina in hockey is amazing that you got to have. But anyway, long story short, that was what I grilled, and those came out fantastic, but just simple two ingredients.
You didn't have to bring the Brussels sprouts back to the grill?
No, I didn't. No, when those were all dark in that pan.
I'm clipping your man card next time.
Right, yeah. No, but that was it. So that was what I grilled. It was a reasonable success, but it was all good. But
sounds good. My buddy came over the other night, and I did just a piece of sirloin I had, and Maureen happened
one
to be out.
One of my favorite cuts.
Yeah, Maureen happened to be out, and all of a sudden, it's like I think you can't really hardly even see our house through the woods from anywhere, but yet as soon as Maureen leaves, my neighbor Bill Kozak comes over.
Right.
And he's trying to mooch a glass of wine.
Well, that's because the wind was blowing his way. Yeah. He could smell, man.
And then my neighbor James from down the hill comes up. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden you'd think I had this set up in advance. But it's like, okay, well, good thing I got a great big steak here because I started getting the steak ready. And, well, you know, I kind of had to have a glass of wine.
Or
so,
two.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. But I'm really laying low on the beer right now. I'm trying to get my Nancy figure back.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my wife's in a big push for diet, and we're
springtime
competing.
Shape.
We're competing with each other,
right?
On the calories and the point count. She's big on whatever that company you got to buy the app and Weight Watchers.
Oh.
So she's tracking all the food and the points. I'm just cooking it and trying to follow along, the bouncing ball.
Newsflash, you just got to disconnect that mechanism that every time you bend your elbow, your mouth opens.
Yeah.
Right? When you disconnect that, I think that losing weight is just portion control and being smart.
And that's what Weight Watchers does, really. Right. They all have their own different attitude. What I do like about their plan is you can basically eat as much fruit as you want. And I love this time of year. I mean, any time of year. But I hit oranges like crazy when they start coming up from Florida.
Right.
But also things like asparagus and stuff like that on the grill I really love. Chicken breasts are really low points. Sirloin wasn't too bad. It was something I didn't get at Sobeys. I bought it at the big box store down the road, and it was real mediocre.
Right.
I was kind of disappointed in it, but I was really hungry. So yeah. I have a beautiful corned beef that I'm going to be putting in the Dutch oven.
Is that how you're going to do it? You know, I have one of those now.
I know.
I don't use it as often as maybe you do, but I do use it. Yeah.
You can actually make a corned beef in yours.
Right.
Now. So here's what you want to do is throw that thing in the Dutch oven. You can put the spices on that they give you in it or not. But I like
almost like a pickling spice, right?
Yeah, and it's almost too much because they've already corned it, so I don't know where they head with that. But what I do is I just rub a bunch of pepper on it. It won't need any salt. And then I'll pour a can of Guinness in it, and I'll put some onions on it, and I'll throw it in the oven for about 3 hours. And then I'll pull it out, put more Guinness in it, and I'll cut up a cabbage head into quarters, and I'll just lay those on top. And maybe throw a little more water in it because it'll need something else other than beer. And throw it back in for a couple more hours. It'll be gorgeous.
And you're doing that in the oven at what temperature?
In the Dutch oven. Yeah, 3 1/4.
Okay.
Not in any hurry.
All right. Well, that sounds yummy, man. Simple, easy recipe,
too.
They're
so easy.
Yeah.
You just have to give it time and hydration.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to try to dive into a little bit of a healthy menu for you guys. Sometimes we don't focus on that, and we're going to this week. So stick with us. We'll be back.